愿大家平安。
Peace to you all。
啊，今天从一段圣经跟大家来查考一些我们可能很少在思想的一些问题。
Tonight we are going to use a verse to meditate upon some problems。
先看《使徒行传》的二十六章。
Let us read Acts chapter 26。
《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts chapter 26。
十六节
，verse 16，
使徒行传二十六章的十六节
，Acts chapter 26 verse 16。
你站起来，我特意要向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我所要指示你的事情证明出来。十七节
，17，
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。十八节
，18，
我差你们到那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。而这一段圣经是主耶稣对保罗所说的一段话。
This verse is the statement made by Jesus to Paul.
保罗是新约圣经里面一个相当重要的人物。
Paul was a very important person in the New Testament time.
因为二十七卷新约圣经里面，他大概写了一半以上的书卷。
Of 27 books of the Bible, he wrote half of them.
那他本来是一个犹太教的信徒。
He was originally the Judas.
他看到很多犹太人相信基督教。
He saw a lot of Jews believe in Christ.
他的心非常的着急。
He was so anxious.
因为那个时候他对耶稣毫无认识。
At the time, he did not know Jesus.
他认为从犹太教归入基督教，这是背叛天上的神。
To him, from Judaism to Christianity is just a opposition to God.
所以他不但自己不信，而且他带领别人来逼迫基督徒。
Not only did he believe in the Lord, but also he brought people to persecute the Christians.
所以他很热心于宗教的追求。
He showed his zeal in the pursuit of religion.
但是他的热心并没有真正的智慧在引导。
His zeal did not guided by wisdom.
也可以说，他的热心其实是盲目的。
In other words, his zeal is blindfolded.
今天我们看全世界有很多的人都在拜神。
Today, a lot of people worship God.
因为大部分人都知道有神。
Most of the people knew that there is God.
而且很多人也很热心在拜神。
A lot of people worship God zealously.
但是很可惜，就是我们人对神的知识确实是很少。
Unfortunately,For humankind, we don't have enough wisdom to understand God.
20th century is a 知识爆发的时代。
20th century is a century that with an explosion of wisdom.
你不要上班，就天天在家里面读新出版的书，都读不完。
Without going to work, even at home, you can read a lot of publication.
在这么多新出版的书里面，
In such a new publications,
能够让我们对神有更清楚、更深刻认识的书实在是不多。
There are very few books that really let us understand God in clearly.
属世的知识一直在增加。
So wisdom in the world is increasing.
但是人对神的知识却很贫乏。
But the wisdom toward God is really lacking.
有很多人和热心宗教信仰的追求。
A lot of people with a zealous search to pursue religion.
他们知道有一个神。
They know that there is God.
他们知道拜神是人的本分。
They know that it is the duty of man to worship God.
他们知道人生的意义只有神才能够给予。
They know that the meaning of human being will be provided by God.
但是找不到神。
But they cannot find God.
好像扫罗在这里一样。
Just like Saul here.
那个时候他不认识耶稣。
At the time he did not know Jesus.
他不认识耶稣，就是神从天上来地上为人。
He did not know Jesus that he is the one came from heaven.
他不知道神的奥秘就是耶稣。
He did not understand the mystery of God, which is Jesus.
那在有一次他往大马士革，现在叙利亚的首都大马士革去逼迫基督徒的路途当中。
At one time, when he was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians,
忽然间他看到有很大的光照他,
suddenly there is a bright light shone on him.
他趴倒在地上,
he was falling onto the ground.
他的眼睛瞎了,
his eyes was blinded.
有一个声音问他,
there's one voice asking him,
说你为什么逼迫?
Why you are persecuting?
这个问题他从来没有想过,
he never thought about this.
他以为他很热心在拜神,
he thought that with the zealousness, he was worshipping God.
但是其实他是在逼迫神,
actually, he is persecuting God.
然后这个声音说, 你用脚踢刺是难的,
and this voice said that you use your foot to kick at me.
踢刺是难的, 在14节,
and it is hard for you to kick against the goat.
这个就是绝对不可能得胜的。
In other words, you won't gain victory again over it.
人要跟神作对, 这是绝对不可能得胜的。
It is impossible for man to go against God.
如果人可以打倒神, 那个神就不叫做神了。
If a person can knock down God, then this God is no God anymore.
在越大的逼迫当中, 人会越发现神的力量是不可以消灭的。
So the more persecution comes, the greater the power of God, man will discover. There is a Christian from mainland China in Mexico.
他们当中有人到莫斯科是从北京坐火车过去的。
Moscow. There are some believers who just went to Moscow by train.
差不多两个礼拜都没有下火车，从这个北京一直搭火车两个礼拜，一直走到莫斯科。
From Beijing to Moscow for two nights, they went there by train.
然后穿过西伯利亚的时候，有时候遇到一大片的这个坟墓。
When they passed through Siberia, they saw a great cemetery.
那个坟墓里面呢，有用很简单的木头，这样用绑的、用钉的这个十字架啊，插在这个上面。
They saw a lot of tombs with a symbol, cross symbol on it.
就是斯大林当政的时候。
This was from the time when Stalin's rule.
他的目标是要消灭宗教。
At that time, his purpose is to eradicate the religion.
把教会里面好多的这个负责人、这个热心人士啊，全部都放逐在西伯利亚。
So they sent away all the important person in the religion to Siberia.
好多人在那里饿死，在那里冷死，后来在那里病死的。
A lot of people were starved to death. And cold to death, and also. 但是1991年，苏维埃政权寿终正寝。1991年，苏维埃政权寿终正寝，就是死了。So in 1991, government corrupt.
Soviet Union. 就结束了。was
come to the end.
斯大林的铜像也被搬下来了。So
the statue of Stalin has been moved away.
但是这个基督教相信耶稣传福音的热潮在苏联一浪一浪一直兴起来。So
wave by wave, the zeal toward Christianity has been stirred up.
人是不可能逼迫神的。Man
cannot persecute God.
这是绝对不可能得胜的。
This is absolutely, there's no victory over it.
所以神告诉保罗, 你用脚踢刺, 这是难的。
That's why God told Paul that it is hard for you to kick against the goat.
扫罗虽然在地上, 地上很有智慧,
maybe Saul is very wise on earth.
他在当时的这个最出名的学术中心, 接受最出名的老师教导。
He received a higher education from a higher educated teachers.
很显然的，他在灵界里面是一无所知。
Obviously, he was a very important person in the spiritual world.
所以在15节他就发问了。So
in 15, he responded.
说主啊，你是谁啊？
Oh Lord, who are you?
天上就有声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。So
the voice from heaven said that I am Jesus who you are persecuting.
这个时候，扫罗恍然大悟啊。
At that very moment, Saul came to his conscience.
他所逼迫的那一位就是救主。
So the person who is persecuting is the Lord.
就是天上的神。
This is the one from of God.
那个时候神就告诉他,
At that time, God told him,
你现在要生活有个很大的改变。
Now your life has to be changed.
所以你要起来。
You have to get up.
你要做新的一个工作。
You are going to do a new work.
我要派你去传道。
I'm going to send you to preach.
要到很远的地方去。
And go to a far away.
要到外邦人那个地方去。
Go to the Gentile land.
外邦人就是非犹太人的地方去。
It is a non-Jewish land.
那些不认识的人，不认识神的那些外邦人那里去。
To the Gentile land who did not know God.
所以保罗从一个最反对耶稣的人，改变成为一个为耶稣牺牲最大的人。
So Paul was changed from opposing God to the opposing Christianity for Christianity.
他是一个有思想的人。
He is a person with thought.
这是一个不容易改变的人。
It is not easy to change a person.
因此保罗这个改变啊，不是突然的。不是经过不是我们人所能够了解的。
So the change of Paul cannot be understood by man.
因为他直接从神得到体验。
Because he gained this experience from God directly.
神光照他，他扑倒了。
God shone on him the light and then he fell on the ground.
今天我们在宗教上的追求。
So today we pursued in religion.
有时候常常不是从理性开始的。
It's not from our rationality.
理性的发达是科学进步。
And the development of our rationality is from technology.
但是理性的发达不一定会使人的信仰进步。
The rationality development cannot enhance our belief.
因为信仰是超越理性的。
Because our belief supersedes the reason.
所以哲学是理性思考出来的。
So philosophy is coming from thinking.
因此有很深的这个哲学的书，你要头脑很好，你才读得懂。
Only that you have a good wisdom, then you can learn the philosophy.
但是你哲学得了一两个博士学位，来读圣经，你不一定会认识神。
It is not necessary for you to read the Bible to understand with the two or three PhDs of philosophy.
如果理性可以让人认识神，那应该是教育越高的人拜神越虔诚。
If reasoning can help people to believe in God, then the higher education you have, the more people will worship God.
事实上并不是这样。
Actually, it is not so.
现在证明啊，越高教育的人常常生活是越世俗化。
Nowadays, the higher educated person become very mundane.
所以神不是人的理性所思考出来的。
So God is not coming out of the reasoning of man.
因此，一个人用研究科学的态度想来研究神，到最后他就发现没有神。
If a person try to use his logic to research on God, then he'll find that there's no God anymore.
因为主耶稣已经清楚说过。
So Jesus at one time clearly say that.
说那像聪明通达的人。
So for those who are wise,
神就隐藏。
God will be hidden.
但是像婴孩。
For the child,
神就显露。
God will be revealed.
那这个聪明通达就觉得我理性很发达。
So those who are wise are the intelligent person.
那把神从天上宝座拉下来实验室里面去解剖。
They try to drag down God from heaven to make the dissection.
那神如果不把他的显现给我们，你就没有办法认识他。
However, if God did not reveal himself to us, then you did not know him.
但是像婴孩那个很谦卑的人。
For the child, for the humble person.
神就打开他的心。
God will open his heart.
他就听得懂，他就认识了神了。
Then he'll understand him and know him.
因此，保罗在认识神这个最初点不是从头脑理性思想开始的。
So the time when Paul understand God is not coming from his logic or reasoning.
是从他被光照了，扑倒在地上开始的。
From the time when he was shown with a bright light and fallen onto the ground.
我们到苏联去布道。
When we were preaching the gospel in Soviet Union.
里面有好多都是接受共产思想长大的。
There are a lot of people have a concept of socialism.
他们坐在那里听布道会。
When they are listening to the preaching sermon.
头一直摇，这个怎么对呢？这个不对的。
They were just shaking their head and not disagreeing my sermon.
但是很奇妙啊。那个时候神正在做工啊。
At that very moment, God was working on it.
布道会做完，最后到前面来求圣灵。
So after the sermon, then they try to come forward and ask for the Holy Spirit.
里面大部分都知识分子。
A lot of people were very high educated.
就到前面来祷告。
So they came forward and prayed.
一跪下来祷告就得圣灵。
Once they kneel down and pray, they received the Holy Spirit.
95年啊，在莫斯科，如果来了三次没有得圣灵，这很奇怪啊。
In 1995, if a person came to the church for three times and did not receive the Holy Spirit, it is so strange.
所以得了圣灵起来,
After receiving the Holy Spirit, they stood up.
他就知道有神,
and they knew there is God.
小孩子好像小孩子摸到电,
Just like a child who touched the electricity and he knew there is electricity.
所以体验到圣灵,
Once they experience God, there is a experience Holy Spirit, then they know there's God.
那得到圣灵以后, 神的灵打开他的心, 再来看圣经, 发现里面头头是道, 道理很清楚。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, God opened their hearts, and then once they study the Bible, they know the truth in the Bible.
所以如果一个人看圣经, 觉得圣经这里也矛盾, 那里也矛盾, 不是圣经有问题, 是我们头脑有问题。
If a person reading the Bible and found there a conflict in the Bible, it's not the problem of the Bible, but their logic and thinking.
这本书经过2000年的考验, 从来没有改过一个字。
This book has been went through 2,000 years, and then there's not a word that's been changed.
里面有多少的学者, 多少的专家, 没有一个人想要改圣经。
There are a lot of specialists, and no one has been trying to change the Bible.
所以如果我们觉得圣经很有问题,
If we think that there is a problem in the Bible,
那我们要求神让打开我们的心门,
we ask God to open our heart,
让我们眼睛得开,
so that our eyes will be opened.
所以这里保罗, 神就差遣保罗, 说要到外邦人去那里, 叫他们眼睛得开。
Here, God is sending Paul to the Gentile lands and to open their eyes.
眼睛真的是很重要。
Eyes are very important.
我觉得我小时候很羡慕人戴眼镜。
When I was young, I was so admired of people who wear glasses.
就是戴眼镜很有深度的样子。
I feel that there are a lot of wisdom in wearing the glass.
一直到我当兵啊, 我才很感谢神啊。
Until the time I went into the army,
那个时候我跳伞了。
I thank God because at the time I was jumping the parachute.
那有的跳下来, 眼镜跳掉了, 在地上摸, 好像瞎子一样。
Some people with the glasses, after they jump out of the plane, they lost their glasses.
那有时候啊, 在当步兵, 下大雨的时候, 眼睛, 这个雨一湿了, 前面都模糊了。
So at one time when we are working in the army, then when the rain comes, we cannot see any more.
所以眼睛很重要啊。
So the eyes are very important.
眼睛不好, 你前面的三尺你都看不到。
If you don't have a good eyesight, you cannot see within 3 yards.
有一次我到洛杉矶去, 要一个家庭聚会。
At one time, I went to the family service in Los Angeles.
要往左转, 结果往右转。
Instead of turning to the left, I turned right.
哇, 怎么找都找不到。
I just lost the direction.
哇, 地图拿开, 打开来看。
I opened the map.
忽然间我才发现, 地图我看不到。
Suddenly, I found out that I cannot see the map.
哇, 那个字这么远, 我眼睛真的很看, 看不到。
Even I try my best to look at the map, I cannot see it anymore.
我还知道, 哎呀, 已经进入中年, 有老花眼了。
I found out that I'm in the middle age and I have a far-sighted eye.
人真的是眼睛很重要啊。
So for man, eyes are very important.
很可怜的人就是瞎眼的人。
The pitiful person are those who are blind.
看不到神创造这个世界的美。
A blind person who cannot see the beauty of the creation of God.
看不到他所爱的人。
He cannot see the person who loved.
看不到他爱他的人。
He cannot see the person who loved him.
这是何等大的悲剧啊！
It is such a tragedy to him.
但是世界上最大的悲剧,
However, the great tragedy of the world is,
就是心里面的眼睛瞎掉了。
Is the eye in our heart has been blinded.
没有办法看到那个最高、最善、最美的那一位神。
He cannot see the greatest true goodness of God.
没有办法看到灵界的价值。
He cannot see the true value of the spirituality.
没有办法看到灵界的存在。
He cannot see the existence of the spirit.
孔子虽然被中国人尊称作至圣先师,
although the Chinese call the Confucius as the saint,
但是孔子说, 他见鬼神而远之。
But the he knows that there's God and a devil.
为什么孔子不讲?
Why he did not talk about it?
因为他没有办法讲。
Because he has no ability to talk about it.
为什么他没有办法讲?
Why he cannot talk about it?
因为他灵眼是瞎的。
Because his spiritual eye was blind.
他不认识神, 他能够讲什么神?
He did not know God. How could he talk about God?
所以保罗所差遣到每一个地方去传福音。
So Paul was sent to any places to preach the gospel.
要叫人眼睛得开。
So that he can open their eyes.
结果保罗所到的地方。
So wherever Paul went,
在《使徒行传》里面说啊，这个人好像瘟疫一样。
In the book of Acts, it said that he is just like an epidemic.
哇，什么叫做瘟疫？
What is epidemic?
那个风一吹哦，那个 virus 一吹的话，这里也感冒，那里也打咳嗽啊，那个这个就是瘟疫啊。
Epidemic means that once the winds blow, then the virus will spread around.
那这保罗一走过的地方，好像瘟疫一样。
Wherever Paul went by, just like an epidemic.
圣经的英文圣经叫做 turn heaven upside down， 就是把翻天覆地了。
The Bible said that he just like turning the heaven upside down.
因为保罗所到的那个地方就开始传耶稣就是救主。
No matter where he went, he preached that Jesus is the Savior.
有的眼睛瞎的。
There were some blind.
他看到保罗传这个违背他的传统信仰。
When he heard about Paul preaching, it is against their belief.
所以拿棍子就要追保罗。
They tried to use a stick and follow again, chase after Paul.
拿石头就丢保罗。
They tried to use a stone to stone at Paul.
结果把保罗丢了不会动，他也死掉，就把他拖到城外就算了。
So Paul was stoned just like a dying person and then throw it out of the city.
结果保罗又醒起来了。
Later, Paul came to his conscience.
擦擦伤口，擦擦血，这个青肿的地方擦擦，又到另外一个人去传福音了。
So that he tidied up himself and then went to another place to preach the gospel.
另外一个人，神开他的耳朵了。
Later, another person, ears was opened by God.
听了道理，眼睛就开了。
After he heard the truth, then his eye was opened.
就知道耶稣就是神。
He knew that Jesus is God.
救恩就在耶稣的身上。
So the salvation is on Jesus.
所以他们听了以后，就把保罗接待像天子一样。
So once they listened to that, and then they received Paul just like an angel.
所以一个城里面逼迫保罗，另外一个城很欢迎保罗，所以整个天下都搞动了。
So in one city, the people went against Paul, and the other city received Paul like an angel, just like turning the heaven upside down.
因为有的眼睛开了，有的眼睛瞎了。
Because there are some who eyes were open and who eyes were blind.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said,
我来就是要叫你们自己家里面动刀兵。
I come so that your family members will go against one another.
啊，很多人不能了解。
No, a lot of people did not understand that.
耶稣是和平的君王。
Jesus is the King of Peace.
怎么让我们家里面不和呢？
How could he make a turmoil in our family?
因为同一个家庭在听这个主耶稣的福音。
The same family members listen to the gospel of Jesus.
有的眼睛开了。
Some eyes were open.
他就认识耶稣就是神。
And he knew that Jesus is God.
有的眼睛没有开。
Some eyes were not open.
他发现那个关公、孔子、观音那个从台湾带来那个才是神。
They still stick to the idols from Taiwan, treated them like a god.
所以瞎眼与明眼的两个看见不一样，就吵起来了。
So the blind and the blind person and the eyesight person. See at the same thing differently.
因此，最有福气的人
，so the most blessed person
就是认识耶稣就是救主这个人。
It's a person who know Jesus Christ is Savior.
有一次，主耶稣问他的门徒
，at one time Jesus asked his disciples,
说你们说我是谁
？Tell me who am I？
啊，有人说你就是以利亚。
Some say that you are the Elijah.
耶稣不满意啊。
Jesus is not satisfied.
有人说你就是施洗约翰再复活吧。
And some people said that you are the John the Baptist who was resurrected.
他也不满意。
He was not satisfied with this answer.
有人就说你就是先知里面的一位。
Some people said that you are one of the prophets.
耶稣觉得这个也不对。
Jesus said that it is not right.
耶稣说你们说我是谁？
Jesus said that say who am I?
西门彼得说。
Simon Peter said.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the son of everlasting God.
耶稣说你是有福气的。
Jesus said that you are the blessed one.
这不是血出血肉人指示你的。
It is not the revelation come from our flesh.
属血肉就是我们人啊。
And the fleshly person is that we are the fleshly person.
你认识我是神的儿子，不是人教你的。
If you know that I am God, then you are not taught by man.
这是天上的神启示你的。
This is the revelation from God.
所以今天最有福气的人。
Today, the most blessed person is
就是认识耶稣就是神。
It's the person who who know Jesus is God.
但是这需要眼睛得开。
That's why we have our eyes to be opened.
那眼睛要怎么能够得开？
How are we going to have our eyes opened?
在约翰一书在以弗所书里面说。
In Book of Vision says,
神要让我们得到圣灵，打给是给我们智慧和启示的灵，叫我们眼睛得开。
God is going to give us the Holy Spirit so that this Holy Spirit will reveal us and understand.
人的灵能够明白人的事情。
In this way, the spirit of man will understand God's thing.
所以啊，你如果跟在一个房间里面大家在开玩笑，笑得哈哈大笑，你看那个狗会不会动？不会动。
So in one place, a lot of people just laughing at the funny thing. You can see the dog cannot understand it.
我没有看过说大家在笑的时候狗也在笑，没有。
I never see that the dog can laugh with human being.
因为这个灵不一样，不能通。
Because they have different spirit.
但是神比我们高出很多。
But the spirit of God is more high, far away.
他是无限创造生命的来源，那个神。
This is a God who is the origin and creator of the universe.
所以神的事情不是我们用自己的灵可以去了解的。
So the thing of God cannot be understood by the spirit of man.
因此当神的灵进到我们里面。
But when the spirit of God come into our heart.
他是给我们属神的智慧。
Then he's going to give us this divine wisdom of God.
那个智慧一点点啊，我们就开始对神有认识了。
With this little divine wisdom of God, then we can understand God.
我们眼睛就开了。
And our eyes will be open.
就看到灵界里面的奥秘啊。
We can see the mystery of the spirit.
所以有时候我们遇到一些慕道者。
So when we ran into some true seeker,
问题很多。
We can see this true seeker have a lot of problems.
每一次来都有十条问题。
Every time he comes, he with a lot of problems.
那问题很多都是重复的。
A lot of questions are being repeated.
你跟他解释解释，他点头点头，回去下一次又来了，又忘记了，又不懂。
If you explain the questions to him, that he just nod at you, and then later he come back the same question again.
有时候我们就先鼓励他，你暂时把问题放在一边，你先祷告，先求圣灵。
So sometimes we encourage him, put aside all the questions, and then kneel down and ask for the Holy Spirit.
真的，这慕道者得到圣灵了。
So this true seeker received the Holy Spirit.
下一次再来。
Next time when he comes,
坐在下面听到一直点头，没有问题。
So he just listened to the sermon and agreed to the sermon.
因为圣经一翻开来一看，本来就应该这样嘛。
So once he opened the Bible and read at him, he know that it is true.
再也不会说神为什么要这样，神为什么不那样。
No longer have the question of why God do this and that.
因为他的眼睛得开。
Because his eyes is open.
所以今天我们来教会里面听神的道，我们来教会里面祷告，求圣灵的浇灌，圣灵的充满，就是要让我们眼睛得开，对灵界有更清楚的看见跟认识。
So today we come to the chapel to listen to the sermon and to pray for the Holy Spirit, so that our eyes will be open and understand the spiritual world.
那从眼睛得开以后，你再发现另外一个世界里面有很奥妙的事情。
Once your eyes is open, then you can see the mystery of the other world.
好，请看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let us read Acts chapter 26,
十八节
，verse 18。
说：“我差你们到那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明。”这里说从黑暗归向光明。
Here it said that turning from darkness to light.
如果我们眼睛开了
，if our eyes are opened,
我们才会知道信耶稣就是从黑暗归向光明。
We will understand that knowing Jesus Christ is coming from darkness to light.
那这句话反过来讲，
if we say it in different way,
就是如果我们没有信耶稣，
if we do not believe in Christ,
我们是活在黑暗里面的，
then we are living in darkness.
有的人不同意，我活在美国，还活在黑暗里面吗？
Some people do not agree that I'm living in United States, I'm not living in darkness.
以前人啊，称这个欧洲叫做黑暗的大陆。
In the past, people called Europe as a
非洲叫黑暗的大陆。
Called Africa as a dark continent.
所谓黑暗的大陆，就是表示没有希望的一块地啊。
So-called dark continents mean that hopeless,
贫穷
，poor
疾病
，and sickness
死亡
，and death
使人没有希望。
All these could not give man hope.
来到美国。
Now they come to United States.
自由
They have freedom.
到处都有机会
They have a lot of opportunities.
民主
They have the democracy.
所以大家来到美国好像发现大一大堆希望一样
So for people coming to United States, just like they have a lot of hopes.
但是耶稣传道里第一站到的这个加百农去
The first stop when Jesus preached the gospel is in Capernaum.
圣经怎么记载？
So what does the Bible say?
先来马太福音第四章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章的十二节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 12.
耶稣听见约翰下监，就退到加利利去。十三节。
13.
后来又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那个地方。那个地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界。十四节。
14.
这要应验先知以赛亚的话，说十五节。
15.
西布伦拿弗他利就是沿海之路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。十六节。
16.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫里的人发现有光照着他们。主耶稣出来传道理。
When Jesus came out for his ministry,
圣经说这要应验以赛亚书所说的话。
So the scripture said that it is going to fulfill the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书是耶稣出生前七百年前神感动以赛亚先知写的。
The book of Isaiah was written before the birth of Jesus.
那以赛亚书又叫做旧约的福音书。
So the book of Isaiah also called the Gospel of the Old Testament.
因为以赛亚书整个预言都是在讲耶稣的降临。
Because all the prophecy in Isaiah is talking about Jesus Christ.
那现在耶稣开始出来传道理。
Now Jesus came out to preach.
就应验了以赛亚书里面所说的。
That is to fulfill the word in Isaiah.
西布伦跟拿弗他利就是沿海之地的约旦河外外邦人的加利地啊，这一个地方的人有福气了。
Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light.
为什么？
Why?
十六节说，
16 says,
那坐在黑暗的百姓要看见大光，坐在死荫之地发现有光照着他们。
Here it said, those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
所以耶稣还没有出来传道理到这个地方之前，
Before Jesus Christ came to preach the gospel,
那个地方的人是住在死荫的死荫的这个幽谷里面的。
The people living in that area is just like a person living in the shadow of death.
是坐在黑暗里面的。
They are just sitting in the darkness.
那现在耶稣出来传道理。
Now Jesus came to them.
他们就看到大光照耀他们。
They saw the great light shining on them.
所以从这一段圣经很清楚，黑暗代表死亡。
So from this scripture, darkness means death.
耶稣还没有来以前，
Before Jesus Christ comes,
人活在死亡的阴影之下。
Human being living in the shadow of death.
因为几十年人生过去了。
So because the life of humankind is so short.
死就来到了。
And the death will come.
在死的面前，每一个人都双手投降。
Everybody subdued in front of death.
没有一个人能够克服死亡。
Nobody can overcome death.
所以死跟每一个人的生命是连在一起的。
So death has to do with everyone's life.
耶稣来世界。
So Jesus Christ come to the world.
他要带给人永生的盼望。
He's going to bring the hope of everlasting life.
因为他就是生命的泉源。
Because he is the source of life.
所以耶稣说，
That's why Jesus said,
生命在我，
I'm the life.
复活也在我，
I'm the resurrection.
这一句话讲得非常有力量，非常有把握。
This is a very powerful and guaranteeing statement.
英文说，我就是生命，我就是复活。
I am the life and resurrection.
什么叫做我就是生命？
What is I am the life?
在我里面没有死亡。
In me there's no death.
这个叫做我就是生命。
That means that I am the life.
什么叫做我就是复活？
What is mean by I am the resurrection?
在我里面死的人会再活起来。
In me, for those who die will resurrect.
这个就是耶稣宣告的好消息。
This is the great proclamation that Jesus Christ is going to make.
这就是光。
This is the light.
因此人来接受耶稣的救恩。
So human being come to receive the salvation of Jesus.
他要从死亡的阴影之下进入真正的真光里面。
Then he will coming out of the shadow of death into the light of life.
因为耶稣已经宣告他就是生命，他就是复活。
Because Jesus already claimed that he is alive and resurrection.
这个就是福气。
This is the blessing.
在主耶稣里面不再有死亡的这个威胁，不再有死亡的捆绑。
In Jesus there is no threat and bounding of death.
我们不再因为死亡害怕死而做奴隶。
We no longer the slave of death anymore.
因为最长寿的人就是在耶稣里面的人。
Only the long living person is the person who live in Christ.
因为耶稣要赐给他生命。
Because Jesus is going to give his life.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let us read John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
第十九节
，verse 19，
光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。二十节
，20，
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节
，21，
但行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。这一段圣经里面在讲光跟黑暗。
This verse talk about light and darkness.
那光在讲什么
？What does light mean here？
很简单，光就是好行为。
Light is a good conduct.
那黑暗代表什么
？What does darkness represent？
黑暗就是代表罪。
Darkness represents sin.
所以耶稣来世界就是真光来到世界。
Jesus comes to this world means that the great light come to this world.
因为耶稣就是神，神就是光。
Jesus is God and God is light.
一切美善都是从他来的。
All the good things are from him.
那耶稣来到世界。
So Jesus come to this world.
有很多人不爱就近耶稣。
A lot of people hate to come close to Jesus.
因为他的行为有罪。
Because they have a sinful conduct.
所以光会显露罪。
Because the light will expose their sin.
因此他不愿意接受耶稣。
That's why they are not willing to receive Jesus.
但是凡是来救光的。
However, whoever come to the light,
他的行为都离开了黑暗。
Then his conduct will depart from darkness.
这真的很奇妙啊。
This is very miraculous.
一个人开始信耶稣以后。
After a person believe in Jesus.
你会发现哦，他那个过去那些朋友一个一个溜走。
You'll discover his old pal will left him one by one.
很简单啊，大家都抽烟，只有你不抽。你不抽烟这个行为就要定他们的罪。
It is very simple. Everybody smoke and you don't smoke then, they will leave you.
你的行为会定他们的罪了，他良心不安，他就走了。
And your good conduct will condemn them so that they will leave you.
如果大家都在醉酒，只有你一个独醒不醉。
If everybody is drunk and you are not drunk,
那以后大家都会离开你了。
Then later they will leave you one by one.
因为你就是光。
Because you are the light.
你会显露他们的罪。
You are going to expose the sin.
所以当一个人开始信耶稣。
Once a person believe in Jesus,
他过去那个坏的朋友、罪恶里面活在黑暗里面的朋友，一个一个溜走了。
All his sinful friends and bad friends will leave him one by one.
如果有一个人信耶稣
，If a person believe in Jesus,
他那个就醉酒的啦、抽烟的啦、吸毒的朋友还是成天聚在一起哦，这个人不是真信，因为光跟黑暗混在一起啊，这个光就有问题了。
If he still mingle with these drunkard smokers, then this person is not a real light.
所以主耶稣来到世界，叫人从黑暗归向光明。
So Jesus comes to this world to deliver people from darkness to light.
也就是要借着他的救恩，使一个人的生命产生极大的改变。
And through his great light, his power, then a person have a great change in his life.
从罪恶的生活变成一个完全义的生活，没有罪的生活。
So from his sinful life, he converted into a righteous life.
因为这个叫做恩典。
This is what we call grace.
所以信耶稣是要来得恩典的。
So to believe in the Lord is to receive grace.
因此，诸位朋友，今天可能你被勉强来这里哦，这个是要让你得恩典的。
Our friends, today maybe you are forced to come, but this is the great blessings you are going to receive.
很可能你出一个面子，给你的朋友面子，所以你来坐在这里。
Maybe you are just in order not to embarrass your friends, you want to you come by.
但是如果神开你的眼睛。
But if God open your heart,
你看到救恩的奥秘
if you see the mystery of the salvation,
有一天你会对那个邀你来信耶稣人感谢的非常的。
One day you will be very thankful to a person who invited you here.
因为我们来信主耶稣是要来得恩典的。
Because we believe in the Lord is to receive the grace.
啊，请看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let us go back to Acts 26.
啊，《使徒行传》的二十六章。
Acts 26.
下面说，从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
我们信耶稣就是要从撒旦的权下归向神。
We believe in the Lord is to be delivered from the dominion of Satan to God.
世界上有一百多个国家。
There are 100 nations in this world.
你不住美国，你还有加拿大。
If you don't live in United States, there's Canada.
你不有加拿大，还有澳洲。
There's European countries too.
所以我们到每一个地方啊，每一个地方的信徒都说我们这里最好。
If you go go to every place, and the believers on, in that place would say that our place is the best one.
你到纽西兰去, 那信徒说, 我们这里最好, 环保做得最好。
If you go to New Zealand, the believers said that our environment is good.
宁可养羊, 不要工厂。
We rather pasture the lamb, not to build the industry.
你到澳洲里面去, 澳洲人的那个, 那些信徒说, 我们这里最好。
If you go to Australia, they would say that our believers here is the best.
读大学不但不要钱, 还每个月发给你钱。
Because if, you can freely receive the higher education and also receive some stipend from the state.
虽然这个国家举债如天, 每一个候选人如果主张要把它废掉都落选了。
So if the political candidates are try to gain the vote, then they're not going to get rid of this law.
你如果到加拿大去, 信徒说, 我们这里最好, 最干净。
If you go to Canada, the believers say that our environment is the cleanest one.
冬天零下几十度, 苍蝇, 老鼠, 什么都死光。
In the winter, it's so cold that even the rats and the flies dead.
来到美国, 信徒说, 我们这里最好, 机会最多, 你看, 戏骨是电脑带领的, 影头的地方。
So if you come to the United States to here, then our believer will say that Silicon Valley is a great opportunity.
但是当我们眼睛开了,
But once our eyes were open,
你发现灵界里面只有两个地方。
So there are only two places in the spiritual world.
一个就是神的国。
One is the kingdom of God.
神在做王。
Where God is the king.
那另外一个就是魔鬼在做王。
Another one is the Satan who ruled it.
没有第三个国可以去的。
There's no third kingdom.
因此虽然你的肉身住在美国,
Although your physical body is in United States,
你认为最好的地方,
Where you think is the best one.
但是现在问题不在这里啊。
But the problem is not here.
因为你不能够一辈子住在美国。
Because you cannot live here forever.
再过50年, 有几个人还能坐在这里。
After 50 years later, how many people will sit here again?
一半以上都不见了。
Maybe half of them will gone away.
所以美国虽然好, 你不能够永远住下去啊。
Although United States is the best one, you cannot live here forever.
但是看不见那个国度是永远的。
However, invisible kingdom is forever.
那个国度一个就是神作王的国度, 就是天国。
One of the kingdom is the kingdom of God.
那另外一个就是魔鬼在作王的地方。
Another is the Satan kingdom.
因此如果你没有属神,
If you are not belong to God,
那你就是属魔鬼,
then you belong to King Satan.
在灵界里面, 你没有办法不做选择。
In the spirit world, you have to make a choice.
你不选择, 你已经做了选择。
If you don't make a choice, then you are, it's already you made a choice.
因为你不选择神的时候, 你已经选择属魔鬼啊。
Because if you don't make a choice to God, then you make a choice toward Satan.
所以没有做选择也是选择啊。
Without choice, that means you already make a choice to Satan.
因此眼睛开了以后,
Once your eyes are open,
你才发现了,
then you discover
一个人不能够不拜神,
man cannot but worship God.
因为如果没有进入神的国度里面, 你就活在魔鬼的掌管之下。
If you not go into the kingdom of God, then you are living in the kingdom of Satan.
那我也听过牧道者说, 反正不是我一个啊。
I heard some Trisica said that I'm not the only person.
不错, 不是你一个, 不只是你一个。
Sure, you are not the only person.
但是当我们到医院里面去访问的时候,
However, if we are visiting the hospital,
我很少听人说, 反正开刀也不是我一个。
I hardly say people say, saying that he's not the only one going through the operation.
每一个人在受痛苦的都希望说, 我不是那受苦的那里面的一个人。
When a person in suffering, he wished that he is not the person who suffered.
没有一个人说, 我管他的, 反正大家都在受苦啊, 多割几刀有什么用, 有什么,
no one will say that, I don't care about it, since I'm not the only one suffer.
所以如果受苦是临到我们的时候,
If the suffering come to us,
我们就不会说, 反正也不是我一个。
We won't say that I'm not the only one suffering.
因为那是受苦啊,
because it's a suffering.
那跟你本身有很切身利害的关系啊,
it has a great, to do, great thing to do with yourself.
那魔鬼的国度是在哪里?
Where is the kingdom of Satan?
圣经里面已经讲得很清楚了。
So the Bible tells us clearly.
就是地狱里面那永远的刑罚。
This is the place with the everlasting punishment.
因为魔鬼是敌对神的。
Because Satan is against God.
在神的面前, 魔鬼是犯罪的, 而且带领人犯罪的。
In presence of God, Satan is a person who sins against God and also bring people to sin.
那主耶稣曾经说,
Jesus once said,
说那地狱是火不会灭, 从不会死的地方。
Hell is a place there is no fire ever quenched.
美国生活真的太舒服了。
Actually, the life in United States is very comfortable.
有时候那个小孩子，你看到一只蟑螂出来，哇，尖叫啊，在家里面尖叫。
When you see when a child saw a cockroach just comes out, then he'll scream out.
那如果我们小孩子，你一只蟑螂都怕的话，你怎么肯下地狱呢？
If a child was afraid of cockroaches, then how dare he go to hell?
那是从不会死的地方啊。
It's a place that worm never dies.
你到非洲去，那个蜥蜴是七彩的。
If you go to Africa, you can see a lot of
lizard. 什么虫都有。
You can see a lot of insects.
所以你要看呢、啊，圣经里面说地狱是虫不会死，那有多可怕
？So you can see how terrible is that in the hell there no worms dies.
火不会灭，那有多可怕？
And the fire never go out.
那就是魔鬼的最后要去的地方。
This is a place where Satan goes.
所以当你灵界眼睛一开的时候
，So when your spiritual eyes was open,
你发现你人生不做选择，这是一种非常错误的选择。
This is a it is a very wrong decision that you don't make any decision.
啊，因为你最后你就是跟魔鬼在一起。
Because finally you are going to be with Satan.
那现在主耶稣要给你铺一条路出来。
Now Jesus is going to pave a way for you.
你如果借着我
，through me，
你就可以回到父那里去。
Then you can come to the Father.
父就是天上的神。
Father is God in heaven.
你回到神那里去，你就脱离了魔鬼了。
If you come to the Father, then you are departing from Satan.
这是何等大的恩典啊
！This is such a great grace.
所以眼睛一开，你就发现，在主耶稣里面要给我们的恩典是何等的大。
Once our eyes are open in Christ, the great grace will be given to us.
好，我们再回到《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let us read Acts chapter 26,
十八节
，verse 18。
说又因你信我得蒙赦罪，啊，又因为信耶稣得蒙赦罪。
So that you may receive forgiveness of sin.
信了耶稣，你的罪可以得到赦免。
After we believe in the Lord, then our sins will be forgiven.
这句话让很多人非常的反感。
This statement is really give an ill effect on the people.
所以现在凡是出名的布道家都尽量讲罪，讲到你不会有罪恶感，这个最高。
Now the very famous evangelists try to avoid this kind of statement.
哇，因为你如果讲罪，讲到让大家知道罪又不会有罪恶感，你才能够收到奉献的支票。
If a person can talk about guilt, let people don't feel about guilty, then he will receive a check from people.
但是啊。圣经里面告诉我们
，But the Bible says，
罪的后果是可怕的。
The consequence of sin is very terrible。
因为罪跟神公义的刑罚是连在一起的。
Since it has a direct relationship with the righteous justice of God。
世人都犯了罪
，So all the humankind committed sin。
亏缺神的荣耀
，They fall short of the glory of God。The problem is we are living under the control of God.
我们活在神的律法之下。
We are living under the law of God.
那在神的律法之下
，under the law of God，
有哪一个人没有罪呢
？No one has no sin.
这个是我们很难回答一个问题。
This is a very difficult question we have to answer.
神的律法归到最后两条。
So the conclusion of the law of God is two.
第一条
，the first one，
尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱主你的神。
Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
第二条
，Second，
爱你的邻舍好像自己。
Love your neighbor as thyself.
那第一条一摆出来，没有拜神就是罪了。
So once the first commandment, the first one comes, then without worshiping God, you are sin.
因为神这么伟大，比你父母给你的恩典更多。
God is so great.And he gives you grace more than your parents give.
那我们没有把神当神来尊敬、来敬拜。
If we do not revere him as God,
这个不是等于没有孝敬父母一样吗
？Then just like you do not honor him.
那更糟糕的。
More terrible thing is,
你随便找一个神来拜，你随便路旁拉一个人叫妈妈、叫爸爸。
You just find an idol to worship, just like you just pull out a person and call him your father or mother.
那真正给我们恩典那个父母亲，不是觉得很难过吗？
If you do that, then the true parents will feel very sad.
所以我们没有拜那个造我们的神。
We do not worship the God who created us.
我们拜那个我们人所造的神。
We just worship the idol who created by us ourselves.
神所造的万物, 太阳, 星星, 月亮,
all the things that are created by God.
或者造神,
Or the person created by God.
那不是得罪天上的神吗?
If we do that, then we are sinning against God.
所以不是杀人放火才是罪。
So it is not sin for those who murder or arson.
没有拜神就不是罪。
But though it is a sin for those who did not worship God.
你这已经违背律法的第一条。
Because you are against the first commandment of the Lord.
那第二条再摆出来。
And the second one,
我们人罪更大,
from the second one, we can see the greatest sins of man.
圣经说不可以杀人,
the Bible said that we cannot kill.
主耶稣说不可以恨人,
and Jesus said that we cannot hate.
请问一生我们没有讨厌过人恨人吗?
Let me ask, whoever never hates a person,
如果有恨, 那就是罪啊,
if you have hatred, then you have sinned.
第七戒不可以犯奸淫,
and the seventh one is that we cannot commit adultery.
可能我们说没有啊, 我没有犯啊。
We may say that we did not commit anything.
耶稣说不可以有淫念。
And Jesus said that you should not have a thinking of lust.
那这一条一摆出来, 有哪一个人心中没有罪呢?
Once this commandment comes out, then everybody will have sin.
圣经说不可以偷窃。
The Bible said that you cannot steal.
但是又再加一条,不可以贪心。
We just add another one, you should not be greedy.
所以当我们没有偷,我们没有贪吗?
Even though we do not steal, do we not have greediness?
是不是,有时候到麦当劳去啊, 那个纸多了拿一点回家用, 那不是贪吗? 那就是罪啊。
At one time, if you went to McDonald's and then take more tissue with you for the usage at home.
上了飞机, 看那个标根很漂亮,一根拿回来, 那不是罪吗? 那就是贪啊。
And in the flight, you brought back the spoon with you, that it is just a greediness. So no person in front of God is sinless.
那这个罪要怎么办?
So if we have sin, what should we do?
圣经说,
but the Bible said that if you believe in me, then your sin will be forgiven.
只要相信耶稣,
if only we believe in Jesus. And Jesus will forgive all the sins. So there's a cripple that's been brought out by others.
耶稣说,
and Jesus said that your sins is forgiven.
当时有好多的文士法利赛人,
at the time, a lot of scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees who knows the Bible.
心里不服, 除了神能够赦罪,
they are not happy with what Jesus said because God is the only person who forgives sin.
耶稣说,
so Jesus said, in order to show that your sin is forgiven, you should come up and walk, and then he walked.
所以今天有很多的神迹奇事在我们洗礼赦罪的时候发生，证明他的罪已经得赦免了。So
today a lot of miracles has been happened in the water baptism and in our church. Does it mean that his sins are forgiven?
那罪得到赦免，我们跟神之间才没有阻隔。Once
our sins is forgiven, then there's no blockage between us and God.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy,
我们人满身污秽,
we are so filthy.
所以跟人跟神有一段很大的距离,
there are a great distance between man and God.
当神把我们的罪赦免了,
when God forgive our sin,
我们可以再一次的来接近那圣洁的神。
Once again, we can come close to the holy God.
从他来领受丰盛的恩典。
We are going to receive an abundant grace from him.
我们本来被创造的时候就是他的儿子。
Because we are created as his son originally. He is our father originally. He loves us. He prepared abundant grace for us. Today, the sin severed all the grace from God. So that we live in this suffering and trial full of pain. Now Jesus is going to forgive our sins. Once again, the grace will come pouring down on us again. Acts chapter 26,
18节,
verse 18,
最后一句话,
the last sentence,
说和一切成圣的人同得基业,
a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们每一个信耶稣的人有一块最好的产业,
so those who believe in the Lord will have a great inheritance.
我最近看到报纸在报道,
There's a one report in the newspaper.
就在统计啊，在这个美国里面最富有的人。
It's a survey about the richest person in the United States.
我们大家都知道啊，是谁呀、啊、
？We know that who this person will be.
虽然股票掉了20%，他还是最有钱的人。
Although the stocks went down 20%, he's still the richest person.
但是我要想一个很实际的问题啊。
So I ponder upon the practical point.
有一天，这个最有钱的人断气了。
At one time, this richest person, breathes last breath.
他能够带多少跟他去？
How much money he can take with him?
很可能他的坟墓会比别人大。
Maybe his tomb will be greater than others, bigger than others.
棺木会比别人漂亮。
Maybe more beautiful than others.
但是过了几年，里面的一副白骨是一样的。
After a few years, and there's a white bones inside the tomb are the same.
这是人生的真相。
This is a true fact of human being.
我们人没有带什么来。
We come here with nothing.
也不能够带什么去。
We cannot take with us anything.
如果有一个小孩子生下来，手里握着一分钱，这个妈妈一定会大惊的。
If an infant was born with a coin in his hand, then the mother will be very feeling terrible.
因为这叫做不正常。
Because it is very abnormal.
正常就是两手空空来，而且哭着来。
It is a normal person for infant to be born with empty hand and with crying.
笑着来也不正常。
If this infant was born with laughter, then it's abnormal.
因为人活在世界就是要受苦，到处要空空要去。
Because man living in this world will suffer and then end it with empty hand.
那圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
如果你眼睛打开了
，If your eyes are open，
你发现你信了耶稣以后
，You will discover after you believe in the Lord，
你在天上有产业的
，You have an inheritance in the heavenly kingdom。
所以保罗要死的时候
，So Paul when he is dying，
他很有把握
，He has an assurance，
说有一个荣耀的冠冕为我存留。
He said that there is a glorious crown waiting for me。
这个冠冕代表一个人的荣耀。
This crown represents the glory of man.
也代表一个人的尊贵。
It also represents the nobility of man.
也代表一个人的身份。
It also represents the status of man.
也代表一个人的价值。
Also represents the value of man.
所以将来我们回到天国去。
In the future, we'll go back to the heavenly kingdom.
我们是最富足的人。
That will become the most affluent person.
所以信耶稣的人呢、啊，不要常常讲我、哦、命不好。信耶稣没有一个命不好的。好。
If you are the believer of Christ, then don't say that you don't have a good luck.
因为如果神开你眼睛
，If God open your eyes,
你的天父是富足的
，and you know that your heavenly Father is the richest one.
你做他孩子，你还说命不好
？If you are the son of this the richest person, won't you say that you are not lucky?
所以我们不要一直羡慕别人了。你看那个没有信主的命这么好
，Don't admire.
没有信主，没有一个人命好的。
No, don't admire on those the non-believer for their riches because they are not lucky.
因为你眼睛一开
，once your eyes are open，
你看那个财主奢华宴乐
，and you can see the rich man
死以后连一滴水都没有啊。
After he died, he don't have a drop of water.
那不是可怜吗
？Don't you see how pitiful he is?
所以当神开我们的眼睛
，so when God opens our eyes，
你忽然间发现。
You suddenly discover
很多很重要的事情在你面前等着你。
A lot of very important things are waiting for you.
等着你做选择。
Waiting for you to make decisions.
等着你去追求。
Waiting for you to pursue.
主耶稣要白白赐给你。
Jesus will give you freely.
所以请你继续来查考。
So I invite you to study continuously.